Hey, earners, what's up? Look, today's episode is brought to you by Acorns. Have you ever felt overwhelmed by the idea of investing? I know I have. It can seem so complicated, and sometimes you just don't know where to start. Many of us think we need a lot of money to get into investing, or that we simply don't have the time to manage it. Well, today I want to share something that's going to make your life a lot easier. That's right, Acorns. Acorns makes it easier to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. And now, Acorns is putting their money into the future. Open an Acorns Later IRA and get up to a 3% match on new contributions. That's extra money for your retirement. Don't waste another second. Head over to acorns.com/EYL or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/EYL. Earners, what's up? Look, if you're like us, then you pour your heart into creating content. But let's be real. Relying on algorithms to decide the fate of your efforts, that's not the move. That's where Kajabi steps in. It puts you in the driver's seat of your content, brand, and income. As content creators, we know the grind doesn't stop at production. Managing the business side is a whole other game. But guess what? With Kajabi, you don't need to hire a big team or juggle multiple tools. It's your one-stop platform to run your entire online business effortlessly. Here's a scoop. Kajabi is the all-in-one platform that supports entrepreneurs in transforming their passions into profit. Whether it's through an online course, membership sites, or coaching, Kajabi has all the tools you need. And the best part? You keep every penny you make. No revenue sharing here. We've been using Kajabi, and it's a real game changer. The analytics help you track what works, the payment options are a breeze, and the email marketing tools, well, top notch. It simplified our lives and let us focus on what we love to do, and that's creating. So, are you ready to take control and stop leaving your success to chance? Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial. Just go to kajabi.com/earn. That's kajabi.com/earn. Join the thousands of creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
The first step, I need you guys all to write this down. The first step in the sales process is build rapport and break down barriers. This is the most important thing, and you can't even get to any further process in the sale until this is done. Until you build rapport with them, until they like you as a person, as soon as they feel like they can trust you, as soon as they feel like you're not someone that's just trying to take something from them, like their hard-earned money, so that you can make a commission and drive home in a very nice car, is the moment that you will get one step closer to the close. But building rapport is the most important thing. And the reason why is this picture right here, Danny DeVito. If you guys have seen this movie, Matilda, you know, I saw this movie younger when I was growing up. And immediately, when someone thinks of a salesperson, this is what they think of. This is the picture. The sleazy car salesman that's going to sell me a piece of junk, take my money, and I'll never see them again. Right? In their people's minds right away, this is what salespeople are. Salespeople are here to take something away from you. Salespeople are here to steal your money and pull the wool over your eyes. That's not what sales is about, right? But this is what people have in their mind. So you have to break the ice. Before I can sell you on something, before I can close you, before anything I can do, I have to break the ice. And I want you to know that me and you are, we're on the same level. We're friends. You know, I'm not here trying to sell you anything. I truly am not. I just want to educate you on this product, and I'm going to show you how it's changed my life, how I think it could change your life. And listen, if by the time you want to leave, you know, you want to get something, great. But if not, no harm, no foul. Like, at least I met a great person today and I can have a great conversation. Do you mind if I have a moment of your time? Boom. Right into it. Breaking ice. One of the easiest ways to break ice is complimenting somebody. Their shoes, their glasses, a nice timepiece, right? That's an easy way. Like, oh, I seen somebody had a nice AP Royal Oak on while I was out here in Santorini. Right away, brother, that's a beautiful timepiece you have there. Is that the blue dial? Boom, right away. Oh, yeah, of course. Oh, you have a good eye. You know, you start having a conversation right away. You know, giving somebody a compliment. Just pick out one thing on a person. Analyze your client before you approach them. And just try to start every conversation with a compliment. Something small. It could be their outfit. It could be their shoes. It could be their glasses. And like I said, that right there is like, okay, this person's actually a person. Oh, you know, he compliments me. Oh, my guard is down. You know, now I can be sold to, because I don't have a wall up. And I don't think that, you know, you're trying to take something away from me. You're a great person who just gave me a compliment. I want to be your friend. Thank you so much. All right. So let's go to the next clip. I want to show you guys what people have in their mind of their perception of what a salesperson actually looks like. All right, we can go to the next slide. I know we're running a little low on time right now, but like I said, breaking down barriers is so important, because right away, that's how you're gonna be able to enter the sale. If somebody thinks you're just trying to take something away from them, the chance of you closing them is gonna be very slim to none, right? I'm gonna tell you guys a quick story real quick. This is one of my favorite scents that I wear. And there was one time I was walking in a mall up here in Toronto, Canada, and I walked by this store called Holt Renfrew, similar to Saks, where they have, you know, Louis Vuitton and Gucci and all the top end brands. And there was a guy selling perfume, and I walked by and he said to me, "Tom Ford Tuscan leather smelling like a brick." And when he said that to me, I'm just like, was he just singing the Drake song, or did he actually, this guy smelt my cologne. And he gave me a compliment. Right away, I was just like, first of all, I'm from Toronto. I'm a Drake fan. You know, I don't know if there's any Kendrick fans here in the chat, but we're not taking any Drake slander today, all right? But I say that to say, when he told me this, when he said this line to me, automatically my guard was down. And I'm like, oh, bro, like, I appreciate you. You noticed that? Like, boom. And we had a conversation. You know, and bro, he got a sale from me because I actually enjoyed having a conversation with him. You know what I mean? And I liked him. And this is somebody that, he's my rep till this day. He's somebody that's earned my business 7 years ago that I still maintain with today, because he did a great job selling me. He made me feel special. He gave me a compliment. He let my guard down. And then he showed me some exclusive stuff that I didn't even know existed. Right. And then from that moment, he had earned my business, right? So I say that to say that when you're breaking down the barriers, you have to understand you can compliment anything, and it doesn't have to be a compliment. You could talk about the weather, or you could just smile. Anything that you could do to show that you're a human being and you're not a vulture looking to take their money. All right, can we go to the next slide? The second step is getting to know your client, okay? This is very, very important, because a lot of people, they don't listen when they're selling. They're just telling, oh, all the features, low kilometers, this, the house, hardwood floors, boom, boom, boom. Like, a lot of people are just selling. But if you don't understand someone's why, if you don't understand their reason why, how can you sell them to something, right? If somebody's looking for some real estate for me, and I know that, you know, they're just looking for an investment property, I might present them something that shows that has cash flow every month, like an Airbnb. Me trying to sell him a family residence home, you know, for $3 million, it's not going to work, because that's not his reason why. He's not looking for somewhere to settle with his family. His reason why is, I want to make some extra cash flow right now so I can buy a new Mercedes for my wife. That's my reason why. Okay, so if I understand your reason why, I know how to sell to you. And that is key. So you have to listen to understand. And in this moment here, you have to properly qualify. So you're asking the right questions. Okay, well, you know, how long have you been in the market for a house? You know, did you get a pre-approval yet by any chance? You know, just asking questions to make sure you're actually even talking to somebody that's going to buy from you. Because a lot of salespeople will spend a lot of time and energy talking to people that are not going to ever buy, right? Because you haven't properly qualified somebody, right? So this sales journey is, there's a school bus there for a reason, because you're the bus driver at the end of the day, right? There's going to be stops along the route. But if you do your job, you'll get from destination A to destination B. And at the end will be a sign, a check, a swipe, an insert, whatever it is, you will close that transaction. So that is very important. So as we move along to the next slide, the third step is called KISS. It's very simple. Keep it super simple. Keep it simple, stupid, whatever you want to call it, KISS. The most systems work best if they are kept simple rather than made complicated. This is one of the many reasons that Apple has crushed Android and obliterated BlackBerry, is because it was simple, right? McDonald's, when it came in, it was a simple solution. You paid for your food and you got it in 3 to 4 minutes or quicker, sometimes even 30 seconds, right? But you have to understand, in business, you're trying to solve a problem, but in sales, you want to keep it as simple as possible. When you're selling and educating a client, you want to do it with as fewest words as possible, and you don't want to confuse people, because at the end of the day, people have ego, right? And if somebody doesn't understand something, they might just nod and say, yeah, but they don't actually understand. And if they don't understand, they're not buying anything from you, right? So you have to make sure that when you're communicating, when you're selling, it's something that they can understand.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.